talk technology. The big news from the world of technology this week comes from Facebook's latest takeover, the social media site. Paid £629 million for a site called Instagram. To make sense of this, our techno geek is on the line, Matt Hager. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All good. Good to talk to you. £629 million. Seems a little fruity, that. Is that? Do they get it for a snip?
Yeah, it's completely fruity. And if you round it up in dollars, it's a cool billion. So basically what Facebook have done is they've actually, you know, they've acquired Instagram for stock and cash. The app itself, if anybody wants to understand what it is, it's very simple. It's a photo sharing app that until last week was only on the iPhone. And basically what it allows you to do is simply snap a photo on your phone, put a nice filter on it, so make it look cool, and share it into a feed so people can follow you, you can follow other people, and you can also share it across other networks. So it's basically like using Twitter and taking photos. People can comment and like these photos. Now, it's lunacy to a certain extent. If you look at the... I mean, how can any company that hasn't made a single cent in revenue and only have 17 employees, and last year it only had 6 employees, be worth $1 billion?
It's a major ka-ching. But is it the broader picture something more to do with Mark Zuckerberg and wanting to plump up the turkey, so to speak?
That's exactly what it's about. So obviously it's very competitive. Facebook are planning to go public, launch on the stock market. An initial public offering is expected next year. Obviously, the investors of Facebook, plus Zuckerberg himself, are very keen on maintaining the highest valuation they can possible. It's expected that Facebook will vote for $100 million, so any potential competitors that can get in the way of that valuation being met